Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all, hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going.
Reading from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. This is maybe a verse that many of you know or people have cited or referenced. It's a good one, so please listen up. This is Ephesians 4, verse 29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Ephesians 4:29. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Thursday, December 15th, 2022. Wow, in 2 days, the Singing Men of GNN are going to be at Marketplace Mall in Champaign, singing and declaring the wonders of God. It's a free Christmas concert. I hope you're going to join us. We'll meet right at noon in the food court. We average anywhere from 600 to 1,000 people. There's lots of seating. We'll start right at noon. The Singing Men of GNN will be in our tuxedos. And this is a God-honoring concert. These are lyrics that lift high the name of Jesus. It's nothing like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer or those kind of, I won't say silly songs, but these are God-honoring songs that we hope will really bless you. Free concert, not even an offering taken or anything. Just come with friends and neighbors. In fact, we love being in the food court. I think this is the 22nd year that we've sung there at Marketplace Mall. Every year, as soon as we finish speaking, the general manager or some of the staff say, well, let's schedule you for next year. It's always generally the Saturday before Christmas. And so we're excited to sing. In fact, last week when we were at the Springfield Open House, anytime I saw a man or every so often, I'd say, anyone interested in starting up the Singing Men of Springfield? Because we want our WLUJ listeners to be blessed. And in fact, the Singing Men of GNN, we were hoping to sing at the Springfield Mall this year, but we couldn't pull it off. And at the last minute, the mall said, let's just work on you guys singing next year. But hopefully by then we'll have the Singing Men of Springfield. Maybe we'll collaborate. We'll bring the Singing Men of GNN and the Singing Men of Springfield together for a co-concert or something. But be praying about that. We're looking for a director in and around the Springfield area that can lead these men in the coming days, train them to sing and help them meet maybe weekly rehearsals. And so we're trying to fit that together. But Donna, I share some of that because as all these wonderful WLUJ listeners came in, every so often I'd say, hey, do you have a singing background? We might start this up. And you got to interact with so many of the listeners. And where's Donna? I want to meet Donna. Oh, she's upstairs now. She's recording a listener. She's meeting with somebody. Just a minute, I'll bring you up. And somebody else is like, oh, is that Donna's husband? I've heard about him. In fact, Donna's husband was featured this past Tuesday on Testimony Tuesday. Donna was a part of that too. But if you miss that broadcast, you can hear it at WLUJ.org, WLUJ.org, also at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, both websites under the Mark and Friends tab. But you might be delighted in getting to know Donna's husband, Tom, and how God has used him behind the scenes to help not only our ministry, but to encourage Donna to use her gifts in so many different ways. But people loved meeting Donna, and it was just a lot of fun. So Donna, I know you had a lot of experiences loving on people. You just have that gift of embracing people, hugging on them, engaging them in healthy, good, God-honoring conversations. People will share some of their life story with you, their struggles. They say your voice is so soothing or caring. Or I heard a number of women, I think even a couple of men, we love waking up with you. And I thought, oh, does Tom know that? But it was just very innocently, they love hearing your voice in the radio. Maybe it's their alarm clock radio or in the kitchen, and you have had that soothing voice, that presence, those devotional thoughts for many years. So I thought on today's edition of Mark and Friends, the Thursday edition, because in the coming days, you're going to be filling in this slot. I think you're going to be a great added addition. We appreciate Tim Nelson and all the work he's done, but we have him on some special assignments and transitioning into other things. And so I thought today we would introduce you to some of the great news radio listeners that don't know all the work you've done with WLUJ and Share-a-thons and loving on them and being in three segments each weekday, Monday through Friday, and now a part of Mark and Friends. So maybe share a little about why you love touching and speaking and talking to people through the radio.
Well, I think, first of all, people think people on the radio are more special, and we're not. All we are is that we're not afraid to talk in public and, you know, sometimes make a fool out of ourselves and have fun at our own expense. But everyone I meet, they are a masterpiece and they have been through some amazing things that I have never gone through, might never go through. But in it, they've learned to trust the Lord. So everybody has a story and everybody really qualifies to be on the radio, and their story qualifies to be on the radio. Now, whether or not the Lord wants that to be used to encourage other people, that's up to Him. But I just love hearing their story, and it just empowers me to know who I'm talking to and just get that insight into, okay, now who's really, you know, am I talking to? How do I speak into their life? How do I encourage them to get up in the morning and get out the door? Or maybe get up and stay inside. And what are some of their needs? I was talking with Liz, and we both agreed that what really encourages us is just to be reminded of who we are in Christ Jesus. And that we are complete, we are close, we are clean, and we have His comfort and we have His counsel.
When you picked out this verse, I always love to begin with one of God's scriptures. You know, it's living, it's active. Somebody that heard this verse this morning, it just resonated. It maybe empowered them or brought healthy conviction or insight into their day. But this Ephesians 4:29 says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. Gosh, we could camp there a little while. Hey, those of you that are going to work today might be in the lunchroom, might have heard this fun kind of joke that you want to pass on. Just be cognizant of the fact that this verse says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. But I love this part. But only what is helpful for building others up. You do that magnificently, Donna. I've watched so many people face filled with joy or hope or encouragement because you love on them. You want to bless them. You want to encourage them. You build them up according to their needs. Sometimes we can have mixed motives. We do things or say things because I don't want to say we want to be manipulative or we want to get something out of it. But I watch how you pour into people, valuing them. Like you said, everyone could be on radio. Everyone has a story. Everyone can testify. I would hope. I know there's some listeners that maybe don't believe in God or don't understand how He loves them, but most of us that know that there is a God can testify to ways He's provided, He's cared for us, He's worked in unique ways. And so we all do have a story. And then this says, that it may benefit those who listen. So as we tell stories, as we interact with people, people are observing that. And like I was watching you and Tom as you listen to people and laugh, you know, Tom's rolling tables and helping assist setting up chairs. And then he's over doing this thing. And that modeled to me, gosh, there's a handy guy that's not afraid to do things and not afraid to help and assist. And you are recognized as a powerful voice on the radio by many people. It's like, I won't say a rock star, but like, wow, Donna, she's so great. And yet, like you said, you're just like them. You don't get puffed up by that. Want to be used of God. You know, you study, you prepare, you read scripture, you're familiar with maybe some themes. And so in the days ahead, what could the average listener expect on Mark and Friends on Thursdays? Now, it's heard at 7:32 a.m., re-aired at 7:32 p.m. It's the same program, re-aired in the evening, because I know a number of listeners, they don't always wake up that early, and they're like, I'm so glad it's in the evening, because I'm not up or out of bed, or I'm at work at that time. 7:32 in the evening works. And then for our Indiana listeners, I will qualify it. It's 8:32 a.m. and p.m. for our great Indiana listeners. listeners, but what can they expect on a typical Thursday in the coming days, weeks, and months?
My heart is to tell their stories. I had a chance to sit and record a lot of different stories while I was here. And it's just amazing. We could have been in here all day because it just keeps getting better. And I think, whoa, that's an incredible story. And then they go on and tell, and then this happened. So I'm hoping the listeners are going to be able to hear different voices that I've captured. And we get to hear the life that they went through, some of the hardships that they went through. And some of it's hard to hear, honestly. Some of the sharing was like, wow. You know, and I'm going to air it because it's something I think anyone can recognize. We're talking abuse as children, and it's reality. So it will be reality, but it'll be couched because you know these people know the Lord. And so we know the end of the story. The story is that they know the Lord and that they're trusting in Him now. And now we get to hear, how did that happen? What were some of the things, the deep sorrows they went through to get them to that point where they said yes to Jesus? And who were some of the people along the way? So that's what I'm excited about.
I know you had one individual when you came out of the interview. You said, Mark, this person's been in the Springfield area for centuries. Well, for many years, I guess decades. You would say centuries should be pretty old. But you said the vast history and how she could recount locations and events and gatherings. And you said, I think that's going to be a real unique way to introduce people to some of the things that have happened in the past. I think you and I had talked about, you know, Mark, maybe I envision one week where I'll just have my hot chocolate there and read some Christmas time or Advent poetry or some stories of the past. Thank you, God, for Phil Shepherd. I think he called you up, and we're working on you being able to connect with listeners over the phone lines. So maybe that'll be something that you'll do. And maybe you'll even have Tom in for those that weren't tuned in on Tuesday. Tom Leland shared a little of his testimony and life story. I thought it'd be fun to have him in and to share. He was a part of the recent open house we had in Springfield, and he's helped out every time Don has been here for share-a-thons. He's kind of, I won't say dragged along, because he's warm and inviting and intelligent, and Butch and others really love sparring with him and sharing. He's a retired Chicago police officer, a neat kind of addition. You get two for one. So maybe Don will have him on sometime, and they'll just talk about marriage or different things. It was so fun, Donna. I don't know if you appreciated it, but we had, well, I'm sure you did, but Rick and Cindy in the Mulkins family, I call them the Mulkins family singers off of Sound of Music, you know, the Von Trapp family singers. But those little kids, I don't know if you saw it, I brought them all up here. And so some of our listeners might hear that radio announcement. Rick begins, hi, this is Rick Mulkins. And then, hi, this is Cindy Mulkins. And then each of their kids introduce their name. And then they say, Merry Christmas. And you're listening to WLUJ Family of Stations and Great News Radio. And all the kids, as you saw, are so cute and gifted, and they've only been singing for a year.
Wow.
And yet they're already this talented. And I said, Rick and Cindy, can you imagine a couple years from now, tighter harmonies? I mean, they were very gifted and skilled, but they're only going to get better. And so it was so fun to have them. And we might even have Rick and Cindy doing like a 2 minute or a 1 minute daily marriage moment or something. We're praying that through and talking about it. Very gifted and enthusiastic. And I was in Springfield last Saturday for the Businessmen in Christ breakfast, and Rick got to share with a number of area leaders and pastors and people that are involved in the community. And I told Rick afterwards, I said, that message could preach in a mega church or a small country church. It was very God-honoring and helpful. And I think God's going to use the Mulkins families in a number of ways in the days ahead. But you're going to have people like that. You're going to do some interviews, some testimony time, some sharing that you do that people have grown to know as you just share your life with them. But I do love that verse that we quoted to begin the program, Ephesians 4:29. And it seems like you're really about that, bringing wholesome talk, God-honoring talk, and drawing out life stories of people.
It's encouragement, because that's what we need. We don't need discouragement. Yeah. We really don't. We've got enough of that. Yeah. So that's covered, right? The world has that totally nailed down. But we need to build one another up in their most holy faith. And I feel like that's really our job here at Christian Radio. And we've got the market cornered on that.
Yeah.
We have the market cornered on encouragement because nobody else out there is doing that. They got the market cornered on discouragement.
Yeah.
I was going down the road every now and then, just hitting radio stations, just to see what's out there, right? You want to stay current. And I hit this one station, and it was a song about no one loves me, everyone's left me. Mm. You know, it was so sad. And then I went to the Christian station, and I hit there, and the song was, "You're Never Going to Leave Me."
Mm.
And I'm like, that's it, right there. That's our job, is to tell people he's never going to leave you. Mm. He's the source of all you need. So I feel like that message is what we really excel in.
Yeah, it's the privilege that we get to proclaim that good news message of Jesus. And I think about Janet Parshall. A lot of our listeners appreciate her. But she will, many times throughout her program, or oftentimes throughout the week, these are exciting times. Darkness and light is so obvious that people could tiptoe around, pretend to be a Christian or whatever. But now there's this differential that it's obvious who might be followers of Jesus and who are not by the choices or the lifestyles people are living. And she'll say, this is an exciting time to proclaim that hope that these people need. We all need it, but there are people living in darkness that don't recognize that there is a reason to find hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is a season when we get to proclaim it and share it and sing about it. And so I just think that you taking on these Thursdays in the days ahead will be a blessing to our listeners. I will ask you, Great News Radio listeners, WLUJ family of station listeners, be praying up Donna and certainly Donna and her husband, Tom, as they proclaim the good news message of Jesus, as they think through what they want to share and how to minister to you and just the various ways that God can speak through them and speak through Donna as she puts together these broadcasts and sets up interviews. She has a very unique calling, and she's helped raise funds for the radio ministry. You've been a part of various share-a-thons and helping other stations. And, you know, this is the time of year when many radio stations get 60, 70, 80% of their year's budget. And so you know about the importance of funding Christian radio. And I just hope that in the days ahead, as people are blessed by the things you said and shared, they'll find themselves supporting our work here at WLUJ and the Great News Radio stations and will feel a part of this ministry.
You know, give freely. That's the formula from the heart, not under compulsion, as the Lord enables. And God loves a cheerful giver. Now, he also loves crabby givers.
Yeah.
I've been a crabby giver before, but you know what happens when I give? I get cheerful.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a blessing to be able to give to the ministry of the Lord, because then that's credited to your account.
Yeah.
You gave the money and you don't even have to get on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And yet all that benefit that's received from this radio station gets credited to your account because you kept it going. So we're so grateful for that, my friend. And this Christmas, if you want to put a little something extra in our socks, we'd be so grateful.
I created an announcement the other day that's going to go for a few days, but it was like my FDR fireside chat. I did a little research on that, how he gave these fireside chats many years ago and gave updates. And so I gave an update about the radio ministry and about giving and some of the future projects that we see God expanding our reach. There's a Fisher project that we might be able to reach 85,000 more people in the days ahead. And that's a big undertaking. We're praying through the tower sites and all the logistics and new antennas and new transmitters. Down in Carlinville, we got a power increase granted, and we're trying to figure out what we need to do to pull that together. Up in Macomb, we got a power increase for one of our stations, so we think we'll have two different formats for those in and around Macomb, and it just seems like the best days are ahead of us as we get to proclaim that good news message to more people. And for the senior saints that have tuned in and have loved the station, be praying up how your resources, your prayers can help us reach the next generation. And those of you that are younger that are tuning in, don't take for granted that these broadcasts are there. It's because of so many senior saints and people that have given monthly over a period of years that have funded us. And as you know, Donna, we haven't had you for a share-a-thon for about a year and a half. We just felt led that this is God's ministry and we wanted to try to do something different. And we wanted to focus what we're doing on serving the listener in a different way than all the planning and preparation to put on the share-a-thon. I mean, it takes many hours and the costs and the mailings. And we just thought, let's try to go without the share-a-thon and serve the listener in different ways. And that open house we had, I know we didn't say too much about it on Tuesday, but it was so wonderful to see so many people come out. And we had that seating for the concert that we had with the Mulkins family, and people were enjoying the food and all the volunteers that helped with Butch and Carolyn and Sue and
Juanita.
Oh, yeah, Juanita, who's a part of the prayer team here. Beth Nelson and Tim and the staff all running around, Paul doing a myriad of things. And Joyce, I love introducing our 79-year-old in May, soon to be 80-year-old station manager, and how God has really brought this team together. But the listeners just kept coming in and sharing, and some people had wonderful donations and gifts. And it's kind of overwhelming when somebody will say, here's $500. And I'm thinking, you could have gone on a little mini vacation. You could have gone somewhere and spent that on yourself. And they said, we love the station. We love what's being proclaimed. We have a vision for what you're doing, and we want to support it. And so that always, I just think, thank you, God, for these listeners that are committed. And the WLUJ family of stations, without the share-a-thon, it's kind of new for them on how they're going to give. And like the Great News Radio listeners, we train them early on, if you're going to give and you're being blessed, just keep giving. And so there was an expectation. You just became a monthly giver. If you're being fed each and every week or each and every month, just keep giving. The WLUJ listeners, who are very faithful, they knew every year they call in twice and recommit and did kind of the same thing. Now we're just saying, don't go through the effort of calling in and all that we have to do to track that, to send follow up. Just keep giving if you're being blessed. And it seems like God has provided through all the listeners, and we're excited about in the days ahead, expanding our borders, new opportunities, and reaching that next generation. We love our senior saints, and we want them blessed by tuning in, and they love Christian radio. But let's keep reaching the younger people and those in between, the 40s, 50s, 60s that love radio, but are learning to find other means too of listening. So maybe in our closing minute, Donna, how about just praying up what God's going to do through you and through Thursdays, and for that listener that's going through life, not really feeling this being a special Advent season for them.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this station, God, and thank you so much for everyone who has done their part to keep us on the air and going strong. And I just pray for anyone that is suffering the loss of a loved one or in the midst of a prolonged health issue that just seems to drain some of the joy out of the season. God, I just pray you would restore the joy of the Lord in their heart, Lord. And just pray if there's a song that they could hear that would just say, you are loved and Jesus came and he died for you and he loves you right here, right now. Just pray that that would be a reality in people's lives. And thanks again for just all the Christmas lights and all the other special treats we get to enjoy at this time of year. In Jesus' name, amen.